This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Thrope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Friday. The two discussed the possibility of an Israeli military offensive to the southern city of Gaza City of Rafah, something the United States has repeatedly said it is against. VOA Steve Karish has more.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters it says are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
The House has approved a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills just hours before funding for some key federal agencies is set to expire. The bill passed Friday by a vote of 286 to 134. The bill now moves to the Senate, where leadership hopes for a final vote later Friday. Lawmakers could still miss the midnight deadline for funding the government, as action in the Senate could take time. But the practical impact in the near term would be minimal, with most federal workers off duty over the weekend and many government services funded through earlier legislation. A shutdown would mostly pass without incident unless matters dragged on into Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is